Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Boeing employees in two states have gone on strike. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Boeing workers in Missouri and Illinois have rejected the company's latest contract offer. About 3,200 workers at Boeing facilities in St. Louis, St. Charles, Missouri, and Muscoota, Illinois have gone on strike. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers says the employees rejected a modified four-year labor agreement. Last week, union members rejected an earlier proposal from Boeing that included a 20% wage increase over 4 years. Union leaders had recommended approving that offer, calling it a landmark agreement. Boeing officials say they're disappointed the workers have rejected the latest offer that the company says featured 40% average wage growth and resolved the primary issue of alternative work schedules. I'm Mike Hempen.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is threatening to strip Democratic state lawmakers of their elected positions. Dozens of Democrats left the state to prevent a vote on new congressional districts. At a news conference, Texas State Representative Gene Wu says Abbott and Texas Republicans are using a racist, gerrymandered map in an attempt at redistricting.
A map that seeks to use racial lines to divide hardworking communities who have spent decades building up their power and strengthening their voices. And Governor Abbott is doing this in submission to Donald Trump.
That's audio from ABC 7 Chicago. The Republican-backed plan would add 5 new Republican-leaning U.S. House districts. Actor Lonnie Anderson has died just 2 days before she would have turned 80. She was best known for her role on the TV comedy WKRP in Cincinnati. This is AP News. A boat capsized on Sunday in waters off Yemen's coast, leaving 68 African immigrants dead and 74 others missing.
The vessel with 154 Ethiopian migrants on board sank in the Gulf of Aden off the southern Yemeni province of Abiyan. The bodies of 54 migrants washed ashore in the district of Kanfa and 14 others were found dead and taken to a hospital morgue in the provincial capital of Abiyan. Only 12 migrants survived the shipwreck. The tragedies, the latest in a series of wrecks off Yemen that have killed hundreds of African migrants fleeing poverty and conflict in hopes of reaching the wealthy Gulf Arab countries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Shigeko Kagawa has become Japan's oldest living person at 114 years old. The retired physician became one of the oldest torchbearers in Olympic history. More stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
President Donald Trump posted on social media that Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer can go to hell after the Senate left Washington Saturday night without a deal to advance dozens of Trump's nominees. At a news conference, Schumer said Trump's picks are not qualified.
In a fit of rage, Trump threw in the towel, sent Republicans home, and was unable to do the basic work of negotiating.
Republicans say they may try to change Senate rules when they return in September to speed up the pace of confirmations. Schumer says Republicans need to negotiate.
We should be working together on legislation to get things done for the American people. That's the way to go. Not changing the rules, because when they change the rules, they say only we're going to decide what's good for the American people. And every time they do that, the American people lose.
About 15% of Democrats surveyed by the Associated Press and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research describe their party as weak or apathetic. And another 10% say the Democratic Party is ineffective or disorganized. Democrats and Republicans were asked in July to share the first word or phrase that came to mind when they thought of their own party. Overall, people held a dim view of both parties, with 43% viewing the Republican Party negatively, compared to 39% seeing the Democratic Party negatively. But Republicans were about twice as likely as Democrats to describe their own party positively, with 4 in 10 Republicans using words like patriotic or hardworking. About 2 in 10 Republicans had fewer positive things to say, using words such as greedy, for the rich, or corrupt. According to an Associated Press tally, the Justice Department's voting section over the past 3 months has asked election administrators in at least 15 states for copies of voter registration lists. 5 administrators are Republicans, 9 are Democrats, and 1 is a bipartisan commission. In Colorado, the department demanded all records relating to the 2024 election and any records the state retained from the 2020 election. And department attorneys have contacted officials in at least 7 states to propose discussions about forging an information-sharing agreement related to voting or election fraud. It's considered an unusually expansive outreach by the Justice Department, and it's raising alarms among some election officials. States have the constitutional authority to run elections, and federal law protects the sharing of individual data with the federal government. Donna Water, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff met with Israeli hostages' families on Saturday, a day after his visit to an aid distribution site in Gaza. Witkoff, who's been tasked with leading U.S. efforts in the region, arrived at the meeting in Tel Aviv to cheers and chants from protesters. Ruby Chen, the father of U.S.-Israeli hostage Itai Chen, who was declared dead in Gaza last year, spoke after the meeting.
He talked about what is the objective. The objective are 2 things: ending the war and getting all the 50 hostages out.
The visit to Israel comes a week after Witkoff quit ceasefire talks with Hamas, promising to find other ways to free hostages and make Gaza safe. Of the 251 hostages abducted by Hamas-led militants during their attack on October 7, around 20 are believed to be alive in Gaza. I'm Nayan Kim.
President Trump has removed the federal official who oversees jobs data after a dismal July employment report. The report showed hiring sharply slowed last month and was far weaker in May and June than previously reported. The president says the figures were rigged to make him look bad, and ordered that Bureau of Labor Statistics Chief Erica McIntyre be fired.
I think her numbers were wrong.
Democrats pounced.
What does a bad leader do when they get bad news? Shoot the messenger.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president admires dictators and sometimes acts like one. McIntyre was a Biden appointee who won Senate confirmation 86-8. Now, Vice President J.D. Vance was among those voting for her. A cornerstone of American culture for 3 generations is shutting down after being targeted by President Trump and defunded by Congress. There were Bert, Ernie, and Big Bird.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
And Mr. Rogers and Daniel Tiger. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting has had deep ties to much of the nation's most familiar programming, from those shows to NPR's All Things Considered. Now, nearly 60 years after being signed into law, the CPB will start moving toward its own closure. That's expected to have a huge impact on America's cultural and journalistic landscape, since CPB helps fund both NPR and PBS with their public radio and TV stations in small communities nationwide. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Space chiefs from the United States and Russia have met to discuss their continued cooperation. It's the first face-to-face meeting in more than 7 years. Roscosmos Director Dmitry Bakunov and NASA's Acting Administrator Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy met right before the delayed launch of the U.S.-Japanese-Russian crew to the International Space Station. While they used to be bitter rivals during the space race in the Cold War, Roscosmos and NASA have been cooperating on the space station and other projects. That relationship was bruised after Moscow sent troops into Ukraine in 2022, but they continued to cooperate on space matters. Plans for broader cooperation, including possible Russian involvement in NASA's Artemis program of lunar research, have fallen apart.
I'm high up in 20.
A new crew has landed at the International Space Station, making the trip from Florida in a quick 15 hours.
3, 2, 1.
The SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launched a day late from NASA's Kennedy Space Center due to bad weather. Inside the capsule were four astronauts from the US, Russia, and Japan, who will spend at least 6 months at the orbiting lab, swapping places with their colleagues who've been there since March.
Crew 11 has arrived to the International Space Station.
Marks NASA astronaut and crew commander Zena Cardman's first flight into space.
This has been the absolute journey of a lifetime. We are so incredibly grateful to be here.
The crew was welcomed with cold drinks and hot food, and their arrival temporarily puts the ISS population at 11. While their flight was speedy by US standards, Russia holds the record for the quickest trip to the space station at just 3 hours. I'm Nayan Kim.
Experts say night vision goggles may have hampered helicopter pilots before January's deadly crash in Washington involving a helicopter and a jet. The crash killed 67 people in both aircrafts. A National Transportation Safety Board hearing heard about challenges posed by goggles.
Knowing where to look, that is the key.
Stephen Kastner used to work for NASA and is an expert in human factors. The landing was at night, and the area around Reagan National Airport can get very bright. Army instructor pilot Chief Warrant Officer David Van Vechten Jr. says night vision goggles aren't always helpful.
Relative to where the aircraft was initially lined up, there's not a lot of movement to the left for that circling approach, so it wouldn't really jump out in my field of view in my goggles.
Some of the major issues discussed include the helicopter flying above prescribed levels near the airport, as well as warnings for years about the hazards related to the heavy chopper traffic in that area. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A magnitude 3.0 earthquake centered at Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, was felt as far as southern New York and Connecticut on Saturday. Geophysicist Jessica Turner with the National Earthquake Info Center says the area's geology plays a role and how far this small earthquake was felt.
Seismic waves are more easily and more efficiently able to move through the earth in the Northeast just because it's very, very old earth. And so that's why this was felt in a relatively large area compared to its magnitude.
Posts on social media reported the ground rumbling, and the U.S. Geological Survey reports more than 10,000 responses to its Did You Feel It website.
Which is quite a bit for a magnitude 3.0. It's very impressive.
For those with concerns, Turner says small earthquakes like this one are not rare in the Northeast, but larger ones are. Officials in Montana are warning the public to be on the lookout for 45-year-old military vet Michael Paul Brown, suspected of killing four people at the Owl Bar in Anaconda Friday morning, escaping the small town in a stolen vehicle containing clothes and camping gear. Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson.
By all indications, this is an unstable individual who walked in and murdered four people in cold blood for no reason whatsoever. So there absolutely is concern for the public. Again, I'm going to stress, we believe this is an armed and extremely dangerous individual.
Family members confirm Brown struggled with mental illness for years. Authorities are considering all possible options for his whereabouts and offering a reward. I'm Julie Walker.
Hot dogs everywhere, and not a one to eat. Hundreds of hot dogs clogged up a major highway in Pennsylvania after a tractor trailer crashed on Interstate 83 just north of the Maryland border. Witness Patrick Adams.
Oh my God. That is insane.
The truck scraped a concrete divider, ripping open its trailer, scattering boxes and boxes of hot dogs across the road, right at the end of morning rush hour. Crews scooped up the hot dogs in a front loader, with one first responder saying they didn't realize just how slippery hot dogs can be. Four people were injured, although none of the injuries are considered life-threatening. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Market Report. The stock market had its worst day since May after the government reported a sharp slowdown in hiring and President Donald Trump imposed sweeping tariffs on imports from a number of U.S. trading partners. The S&P 500 fell 1.6% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 542 points. It's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 2.2%. The surprisingly weak hiring numbers led investors to step up their expectations for an interest rate cut in September. They also also sent Treasury yields sharply lower in the bond market. The new set of tariffs are expected to go into effect August 7th. Seth Sutel, New York.
A jury is ordering Tesla to pay more than $240 million in an autopilot crash case. In 2019, in Key Largo, Florida, a Tesla with autopilot driver assist technology hit a vehicle on a dark rural road with a young couple out gazing at the stars. A woman was killed. Her boyfriend was injured. The plaintiff's lead lawyer acknowledged the driver of the Tesla was negligent, admitting he was looking for a dropped cell phone. The federal jury held Tesla bore significant responsibility because its technology failed and that not all the blame can be put on a reckless driver. A lawyer not involved in the case says this will open the floodgates and will embolden a lot of people to come to court. Tesla says the verdict is wrong and will set back automotive safety. I'm Ed Donahue.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Eli White had a three-run homer and a solo blast to help the Braves beat the Reds 4-2 to complete their rain-suspended game in the MLB Speedway Classic at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Something that I've been super excited for all year long, just being here and experiencing it. And, you know, being able to have a big day and help the team and come through is just something super special.
Brewers All-Star rookie starter Jacob Mizorowski has been placed on the 15-day injured list with a left tibia contusion. Cameron Young captured his first PGA Tour win with a six-shot victory at the Wyndham Championship.
Feels like a long time coming.
Japan's Miyu Yamashita won the Women's British Open. William Byron fought off fuel worries to win the NASCAR Cup Series race at Iowa Speedway, and Inter-Miami star Lionel Messi's timeline for return is unknown after suffering a minor muscle injury. Former SAG-AFTRA Executive Director David White was elected Interim Executive Director of the NFL Players Association on Sunday night. White replaces Lloyd Howell, who stepped down last month amid a series of revelations that created a distraction for the players' union. White was chosen among multiple internal and external candidates. A voting player representative from all 32 teams participated in the board's vote, per AP source. Track turned into a contact sport when Kenny Bednarik shoved Noah Lyles after Lyles beat him in a 1-2 finish in the men's 200-meter final at the U.S. Track and Field Championships. As he was crossing the finish line, Lyles turned to Bednarik in the lane next to him and said something. After they crossed, Bednarik gave Lyles a two-handed shove. Sha'Carri Richardson narrowly missed qualifying for the women's 200-meter final, finishing fourth. Richardson was arrested last weekend for allegedly assaulting her boyfriend, sprinter Christian Coleman. Rob Manfred made it official and announced Friday that the 2027 All-Star Game will be held at Wrigley Field. The announcement came Friday during a news conference at home plate with Chicago Cubs Chairman Tom Ricketts, Governor J.B. Pritzker, and Mayor Brandon Johnson. Baseball's second oldest ballpark hasn't hosted an All-Star Game since 1990. Wrigley also hosted All-Star Games in 1947 and 1962. Manfred cited the amazing transformation of the ballpark and surrounding streets in the past decade. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred is downplaying a heated confrontation with one of his sport's biggest stars. Manfred on Friday said, quote, "I think more has been made out of this than needs to," end quote, referring to a spirited exchange last week with Phillies star Bryce Harper during a Q&A session between the commissioner and the team. In that meeting, Manfred spoke about the media landscape and working together to grow the sport. At some point, Harper told Manfred if he was there to talk about a salary cap, he could, quote, "get the expletive out." The Gaudreau family 5K walk and run has raised more than $500,000 to build an accessible playground at Archbishop Damiano School in southern New Jersey. The event in May drew thousands, with more than 1,100 participants in person and virtually. The playground honors hockey players John and Matt Gaudreau, who were killed by a suspected drunk driver last August. Their mother and sister work at the school. Groundbreaking is set for late August or early September, with the next 5K planned for May 2026. The new agency vetting name, image, and likeness deals reached an agreement that relaxes standards on player deals with third-party collectives. The College Sports Commission said it will now consider a third-party company that seeks to pay a player to have a valid business purpose if the deal, quote, "is related to the promotion or endorsement of goods or services provided to the general public for profit." It did away with the concept that collectives established simply to pay players did not have a valid business purpose, even if they sold products for profit. The NBA will play at least 6 regular season games in Europe over the next 3 seasons, starting with a pair of games between the Memphis Grizzlies and Orlando Magic this season. The Grizzlies and Magic will play in Berlin on January 15th, then in London on January 18th. The league will play games at Manchester, England, and Paris in the 2026-27 season, then return to Berlin and Paris for games in the 2027-28 season. Federal prosecutors say former NBA star Gilbert Arenas has been arrested along with 5 other people, including a suspected member of an Israeli organized crime group, on suspicion of hosting illegal high-stakes poker games at a Los Angeles mansion owned by Arenas. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Wednesday that all 6 defendants are charged with 1 count of conspiracy to operate an illegal gambling business and 1 count of operating an illegal gambling business. The 43-year-old Arenas is also charged with making false statements to federal investigators. Shannon Sharp will not return to ESPN. The decision follows his recent settlement of a lawsuit accusing him of sexually assaulting a woman during their relationship. Sharp's last appearance on ESPN was in late April when the lawsuit was filed. No details of the settlement have been released. The lawsuit sought $50 million. Sharp called the accusations false and hoped to return for the NFL season. Sharp joined ESPN in 2023 after leaving FS1's Undisputed and was a panelist on First Take. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
On Monday, the Hong Kong authorities implemented measures including banning financial support to the group of activists and cancelling passports. They're among 19 people targeted with arrest warrants in July for alleged roles in the Hong Kong Parliament, a group the police call a subversive organisation abroad. 3 of the original 19 activists were already targeted by similar measures last year. The organisation's not official and its influence is limited. The arrest warrants and bounties issued last month have sparked criticism from foreign governments, but China has defended them. With Israel facing global criticism over famine-like conditions in the Gaza Strip, Itamar Ben-Gvir's visit to the Hillside compound in Jerusalem threatens to further set back efforts by international mediators to halt Israel's nearly 2-year military offensive in the besieged enclave. Visits to the site by Israeli officials are considered a provocation across the Muslim world, and openly praying violates a long-standing status quo. Jews are allowed to tour it, but are barred from praying, with Israeli police and troops providing security. The visit came as hospitals in Gaza say 33 more Palestinians seeking food aid were killed by Israeli fire. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On this week's AP Religion Roundup, a mass grave in Ireland sparks a reckoning over Catholic-run homes for unwed mothers, and Ohio pastors defend Haitian migrants against deportation.
All I could picture was real children, not just names.
Local historian Kathleen Corliss spent 4 decades unearthing the secrets of a Catholic-run home for unwed mothers in Western Ireland.
These are the list of deaths of children who died in the home.
She discovered that hundreds of children died there between 1925 and 1961.
When I saw that then, I was wondering, I said, my God, where on earth would these be buried?
AP correspondent Brian Melly says Corliss's research led to the excavation this month of a mass grave in the institution's former septic tank.
They're exhuming what they believe to be the remains of almost 800 babies and small children.
Daniel McSweeney leads the effort to exhume the mass grave and look for relatives of those buried there.
We will take DNA samples from people who have a reasonable belief that they have a relative buried in Tuam.
The discovery led to an investigation of similar Catholic-run homes across Ireland and an apology from Ireland's Prime Minister and Pope Francis. In Springfield, Ohio, clergy and community leaders are preparing to defend members of the Haitian community from deportation. AP's Haya Panjwani has the story.
This is something that our faith requires.
Central Christian Church pastor Carl Ruby.
We feel that our commitment to Christ requires that we put ourselves in places where we may face some of the same threats.
Ruby said the group is trying to push the Trump administration to reverse its decision to strip legal protections for hundreds of thousands of Haitians under temporary protected status.
It would be an absolute disaster if we lost 10,000 of our best workers overnight.
The Department of Homeland Security said in June that it would terminate TPS as soon as September 2nd for about 500,000 Haitians in the U.S. DHS says conditions on the island nation have improved enough to allow for their safe return. I'm Haya Panjwani.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help, you save.